Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now by Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman. John, I mean, you've read the report, man. It's not good for the Houston Astros, obviously. Probably a little bit more severe than most thought it would be, man. What's your initial response to the suspensions?
Yeah, a little bit more severe. Right? We expected some big penalties, some suspensions and loss of draft choices, and that's what they got. Some important loss of draft choices and important suspensions and now firings on top of the suspensions. So pretty tough. I don't think there's any question about that. I thought it was interesting. The players who were involved were mentioned, at least Carlos Beltran was mentioned, but no penalty for them. I understand that I read the report that it's difficult to ferret out exactly what their culpability is as players. I also think that a strong union makes it difficult. They really don't come on completely under the auspices of MLB, and that may be why they got off light, comparatively speaking.
Where do you see this as in next up is Alex Cora and Red Sox possibly, or do you see this that they're done with it and it stops in Houston?
No, I think Alex Cora is in line for a penalty. He was a coach, not a player there. If it had just been Houston, hard to say, but now he's caught up with the Boston thing, and Boston had been warned, I know, before he was there, but same year as the Houston shenanigans were going on. So my initial read on it is that he will be in line for a similar penalty from MLB to what Hinch and Luno got. I don't know if it'll be exact, but similar. They're still working on it, so I'm not guaranteeing it'll be a one-season ban, but it appears at this moment like they're heading in that direction.
What is your thoughts on the notion that Major League Baseball is a sport that's historically known for pushing the edge, cheating, corked bats, all of these type of things, gambling, the different things that have gone on in Major League Baseball? What are your thoughts on the notion that that's just a part of the game? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well, the New England Patriots aren't in the Major League Baseball. So, you know, I think it's human nature. I don't think it's confined to Major League Baseball. Maybe harder to do in basketball. There may be less things to cheat about. I don't know. We haven't seen a lot in the NBA, but we've certainly seen some in the NFL. So there certainly has been a long history of people trying to get the edge, obviously with the steroids and some other shenanigans that have gone on. So and I think that's more about human nature than Major League Baseball.
Radio.com MLB insider John Heyman joining us on Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader. John, what moving forward for the Astros? I mean, look, the facts are on the table. There's guys that have been suspended on the back end of it. They've been fired by Jim Crane. The players appear at this point in time to be safe moving forward, and it's business as usual for them this time of year. What does this mean for the Houston Astros in 2020? What should the fans expect from this organization moving forward?
Well, first of all, they need a manager. I don't think, have they announced one yet? I don't know.
No, he hadn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be Joe Spada or somebody else, and they need a general manager to be running things, and whoever does that, he's obviously going to need to be running a tight ship. You know, I do feel, if I feel sympathy for one person, this would be A.J. Hinch. According to the report, he went out of his way to damage two of the TV screens that were being used in the cheating. Maybe he didn't do enough to control people and understood what was going on. And, it seems to me like he took some steps, at least, to do something. So I will put in a little word for Hinch there. It seems like his treatment was pretty tough. But according to the report, and I understand the manager is in charge, but, of course, you could, by that system. You could say the manager's in charge of the players. Is the owner in charge of the manager and the general manager? What's his responsibility? He just fires the manager and the general manager, and that's it? I don't know. Seems like the manager was in a tough spot here in, to some degree, to me anyway.
John, we had this news popped when we were on air already. We'd already cranked the show up right as we were starting the show, so we hadn't had a chance to dig into that report yet. Is there anything in there specifically, a couple of instances or anything of how this started, who the main culprits were, or is there anybody in there that sticks out other than the fact that A.J. Hinch was not, or right, at least he damaged a couple of TVs?
Yeah, they didn't get in depth into many players other than to say Beltran was involved, but he was unpunished. And Cora was involved as well, and his punishment, they say, is still being considered as they're doing the Red Sox investigation now. And so that's why it does appear that he's in line for a punishment. It did say in there that A.J. Hinch didn't do enough to stop things, but it noted on two occasions that he damaged the TVs that were being used. I don't know it seems to send a clear signal to me that he wasn't in favor of it. He certainly was not somebody who initiated it. It appears that it was at the Cora and the player level, but he takes the responsibility. Again, he does not have the union protection. He is the one in charge, and that is how they divided it. To me, it seemed a little tough for him, but, I think going in, that he doesn't have the union protection and the players do. It's kind of funny that Beltran is mentioned in here rather prominently and goes completely unpunished. Again, I think the union does play a role. They may not put it that way. They did say that it's harder to decipher which players are involved, and he had also suggested after 2017 Boston that he was going to take a closer look at the management. So he made that clear at that time with the Apple Watch thing. So I guess we just shouldn't be shocked that the players were unpunished. But it's funny to see Beltran's name mentioned so prominently in there, and then he gets off with nothing. So a little unusual, but I guess you can understand it from the protection of the union versus no protection from the union.
You mentioned Alex Cora earlier, and he, of course, based off the investigation, he is the mastermind behind the actual scheme. He took that scheme with him to Boston, and they're being investigated as well. How much of a punishment do you think that Alex Cora is going to get out of this deal? Because he's been involved in both of those two championship runs for two different organizations. Do you expect him to get a worse penalty than Luno and Hinch got here in Houston?
Yes, I would say you're correct in saying he's involved in both. I did not see the word mastermind. Maybe I reading between the lines, you could see that. I did read the report. So at least the press release that was issued that went over the whole situation, I think. I may have a longer report somewhere. So my initial reading on that, he will receive a similar penalty to at least from MLB. I'm not saying that he's going to be dismissed from his job, but I think that he is in line for somewhat similar penalty to what Hinch and Luno got, which was a year penalty. They're still investigating Boston, so I'm not guaranteeing that's exactly what he's going to get. He may get a little bit more, may get a little bit less. I've seen somebody speculate he's going to get more. I have not heard that. Reading between the lines, I think his penalty will be similar. That'd be my guess today.
John, one thing that's obvious is this puts an asterisk next to the 2017 title that the Astros won, man. I mean, in your mind, you've been around this game for a long time, man. In your mind, what do you think this does to that title in 2017?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say that. You could say that for a lot of the MVPs that were known to have taken steroids, too. I guess some people will look at it that way. Others won't. I think a lot of people will just remember that the Astros won. I'm certainly sure if you're a Dodgers fan, you will not look upon this kindly, considering they lost in 2017 to the Astros and 2018 to the Red Sox. And they certainly have been very, very much criticized for not having won a World Series since 1988. I think maybe the criticism is a little bit undeserved at the very least, but I'm sure they're not looking at this whole situation very happily.
What do you make of the, you know, Yu Darvish? I think his situation after the Astros got to him was pretty public knowledge, I think, and it obviously was a very tough experience for him. What do you make of those unfortunate, I guess, circumstances that certain guys were put in during this cheating scandal the Astros were in the middle of?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly unfortunate. Certainly not just him. I think Judge Fields came into a game in Game 2 of the 2017 World Series and gave up home run, double. Some of it could be the Astros are very good at picking up signs. Some of it may be that they're just a very talented team, but it's hard to decipher now. I don't feel sorry for Darvish. First of all, he's a very mature guy who's taking it well. He also signed a deal for $121 million. I would feel more sorry for the guys, as Mike Fiers suggested, whose actual careers might have been affected. And I couldn't name them. I'm not sure that any of them have, but it would be easy to see if someone was on the fringe, just called up, and they were hit very hard by the Astros during that regular season, might have affected a call up or a demotion or something like that. I think that would be the one that I would be upset more than anything. Darvish seems to have taken it well. Maybe it was from the cheating. I don't know. Darvish does have a history of tipping his pitches, though, it seems like. So, he's having quite a great career overall, and particularly financially. So I'm not going to worry too much about him, but I am a little bit concerned about the guys during the regular season whose careers might have been affected, potentially. We don't know that for a fact, but by this.
When Major League Baseball allowed for cameras to be shot from center field during the game play, shouldn't they have seen something like this coming down the pipeline? Like, when you put a bunch of donuts in front of, I'm a big guy. You put a big group of donuts in front of me, and they're glazed, and they're from Shipley's. I'm gonna have me one or two. Shouldn't MLB shouldn't have seen this coming?
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I guess they had a higher opinion of people than maybe they should have. I don't know. I'm not gonna blame MLB for that. There were rumors of many teams doing what the Red Sox did. I don't know about the Astros, but doing what the Red Sox did, and I wouldn't be shocked if there were other teams, although we haven't heard of any doing it. So maybe they should have been more careful, but I think they had faith in their players. So it happens. They're gonna be more careful from now on, I'm sure.
That's Radio.com MLB insider John Heyman. John, man, thank you for taking the time, spur of the moment, to give us a shout and give us a little bit of your time, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.